How often have you heard stories of wanted criminals on the run for years, found living seemingly normal lives in our community, hiding in plain sight? Well, shock neighbours and co-workers. Normally they're the ones, they go, hang on, I thought I knew this person. But they're actually a fugitive from the law. Well, today Crime Stoppers have launched Operation Rome. And it's to flesh out those who are doing exactly that. It's annual top 20 wanted persons list, which include 4 here in Queensland. They're a suspected double murderer, a husband and wife drug trafficking team, and a suspected ice dealer. The CEO of Crime Stoppers here in Queensland is Trevor O'Hara. Trevor, good to talk to you again.
Good afternoon, Ben.
What's it take for someone to make the Crime Stoppers top 20 list?
Look, it's actually not a specific set of rules. It's actually the Queensland Police Service who provides some names to Crime Stoppers as part of a national operation. So Bo Back is obvious why he's there. He's a double murderer. So, and this recently they released an updated image set for him of aged photos, what he might look like today.
Now, I'm glad you mentioned that, because we've got photos and they're wanted pictures, they're wanted posters. We've put them up on our Facebook page for people to have a look at them. John Victor Boback, you were just talking about then. Talk me through his crime. It was from some time ago.
It is actually from some time ago, where he committed a double murder. And, he has been on the run since that time. There was some indication that he was possibly deceased, but police don't believe that to be correct. They actually believe that he is alive. And interestingly, here today at Crime Stoppers, we've received a number of reports since the operation commenced this morning about Mr. Boback potentially being in a few different locations in Queensland. So I'll be really keen to see the police run out those inquiries and see if we can actually help to locate him.
Wow. I mean, we're talking about a double murder back in 1991 on the Gold Coast, Maureen Ambrose and Peter Wade. And you've been getting tip-offs already about his possible whereabouts today.
That's right, yes, and that's despite the fact that he was technically, according to police, last seen in Western Australia in 2014, but we've certainly been receiving some reports, and that's what it's all about. People might have suspicion that he could be this person that lives near them or that they interact with, and it may not actually pan out to be him, but if you have a suspicion, you should report that information to Crime Stoppers.
All right, it's been over 25 years since that crime was committed, so there have been updated pictures, or I guess artist's impression of what he may look like now, John Victor Boback. Before we get into the other three and our top 4 here in Queensland, what are the chances that they are still in Queensland?
This is part of why it's called Operation Rome, Ben. So we know that if you look at our historic campaigns, like last year, 12 of 19 persons were located from last year's Operation Rome, and majority of them were not located in the jurisdiction where their crimes were committed. And that's really important. That's why it's called Rome. They roam around this country of ours, and they move away to a place where people are not looking out for them, where people, they haven't had them front and centre on the news. So that's why we put this out there across the country every year to focus on some of these persons. So there's potential, though, that they are still in their home area, but it's also highly likely that they're not.
I'm speaking to Trevor O'Hara. He's the CEO of Crime Stoppers. Operation Rome, the nation's top 20 list of most wanted people, have been released to date. 4 of them Queenslanders, or at least believed to be around this state or have crimes in this state. Kathleen and Jonathan Gray, 46 and 41 years of age. So a husband and wife team in their 40s, some of the nation's biggest drug dealers.
That's right. Drug offences, multiple counts, drugging, trafficking, amphetamine, heroin, cannabis. There was some news down the Gold Coast of a massive amount of cannabis plants that were located at one of their residences, and certainly also believed to be trading online in this dark net space on the web, getting people to buy their drugs from them there rather than the old turn up at a residence somewhere and purchase it hand to hand. They failed to appear in court in December last year. They're known to have relatives in Queensland and Victoria. So we're really keen to obviously hear from anyone who may be aware of those relatives or have seen them visiting those relatives, for example. So they're out there somewhere. We're obviously very keen to assist the police to locate them, that husband and wife duo.
All right, what about Thomas Peter Walsh? What's he on the run for?
Thomas Walsh, he's actually also in relation to drugs. So police located a large quantity of ice at a residence as well that he had been responsible for. Now, he wasn't there at the time, and he's certainly disappeared from the police radar at this point in time. So we're keen to help in that one. There's information shows that he may have actually moved to New South Wales to avoid police detection, but you never know. As part of this campaign, it could be anywhere. So another, obviously, ICE being the scourge of our community at the moment. We're keen, as always. We have our amazing Dobbin and Dealer campaign. Anything about ICE, we're always keen to, you know, learn about those offenders out there.
Trevor, I'm tipping these four and probably anyone on a wanted list would be going under an alias, probably not these names, otherwise they'd be easy to track down. How successful has Operation Rome been in the past? Can you give us an idea?
Well, yeah, last year alone, 11 or 12 of 19, one of which has only just been arrested in the last couple of weeks. So a lot of information comes in the short time of the campaign, but then police take some time to investigate all of those leads that come through. So, you know, 12 of 19 faces is an amazing result.
Yeah.
Five of those were Queensland wanted persons last year. Not all located in Queensland. A couple were located outside the state and one just recently. Another one was a major drug kingpin, you know, was located at the airport. You might have seen that news a couple of months or so ago now where, with his private plane arrested at an airport. So it is likely that these people are out there still committing crimes. They're obviously disguising themselves, trying to blend into our community. There was a really quick example, if I may. Last year, one of them was a customer at a store frequently going in there. The person at the store saw the news from our operation and went, "Hey, that guy comes in here every week." And of course, you know, got on the phone at Crime Stoppers. No idea. Could be someone that you actually see in your daily life.
Yeah, very much so. Trevor, good on you. Keep up the good work. Trevor O'Hara, the CEO of Crime Stoppers. As I said, I've put these up on our Facebook page, so share them around. They could be interstate. Share them with your friends and relatives because you never know when you might come across Queensland's most wanted.